You're tuned in to Morning Edition on KSJD. I'm Daniel Reisel. The White Mesa Uranium Mill in Utah has raised concerns of contamination among local residents and environmentalists alike. Groups opposing the mill say a recent decision by the Bureau of Land Management could only make things worse. Tim Peterson is the Utah Wildlands Program Director for the Grand Canyon Trust and with me now on the phone. Tim, thanks for joining me.
Thank you very much.
So let's get our listeners up to speed. The Grand Canyon Trust and the Southern Utah Wilderness Alliance partnered to file an appeal going against the BLM. What was it that the BLM just cleared?
Well, they approved a modified plan of operations for the Daneros uranium mine, which has been idled for some years now due to low uranium prices. And the modified plan of operations would expand the footprint of the mine tenfold, would increase the allowable ore to be extracted, the uranium ore, from 100,000 acres to 500,000 acres, and it would also expand the size of the containment areas for ore and waste rock, and it would also clear the way for two new portals for those to be added to the mine.
And this company that owns the mine, where are they based out of?
I believe that Energy Fuels Resources USA is based in Denver. They went to BLM and said, we'd like to expand our mine. We would like to increase the duration and the capacity of the operation that we have permitted at the Daneros mine. So the BLM acted really in direct response to a proposal made by the company, and that's all the BLM analyzed. They analyzed what the company proposed and what they call a no-action alternative, which is just leaving things as they are under the existing operating permit.
Do you believe that the BLM effectively analyzed that no-action alternative?
Well, no, I don't. And that's one of the main contentions of our appeal is that, you know, the Bureau of Land Management prepared an environmental assessment, which is a much less detailed process than an environmental impact statement, which is a much more involved and a much deeper study of the possibilities of what could happen at a site like this. An environmental impact statement requires a range of alternatives, looking at things like how much uranium could the company feasibly mine. There are a number of different scenarios that we would have liked to have seen analyzed in detail, and you just can't do that in an environmental assessment. And one of the remedies that we're requesting is the BLM go back and prepare a comprehensive environmental impact statement for this project.
With the proposed expansion of this mine and the trucks delivering stuff for processing at the uranium mill, your staff attorney said that this challenge is an effort to protect the surface water and the groundwater in the area. Is uranium pollution a more immediate risk that could take place or something that just has the potential to occur if the proper precautions aren't taken?
Well, uranium pollution is really a persistent and pervasive problem that's been going on since the uranium was initially developed in the region during the Cold War. So it's a continuing problem. And what we aim to do with this approval of the expansion of the Daneros mine is to get BLM to really learn quite a bit more about groundwater at the mine site itself, about a particular perched aquifer above the workings of the mine, and then also how to more effectively and better deal with stormwater runoff. And how that impacts the mine itself. We believe that those were some of the things that weren't studied quite well enough in order to reduce risk to both groundwater and to surface water. So currently, there are no trucks going along the route. However, the haul route from the mine to the mill is a place that has seen past uranium development. And there are still legacy sites there that are in need of attention and in need of cleanup. And it's my contention that as a society, we should really be focusing on cleaning up the messes that we've made in the past instead of giving ourselves more opportunity to make a bigger mess.
And to wrap things up, could this decision work as a precedent for future expansion of operations at the White Mesa Mill?
I think it's tough to call any particular project a precedent. I think the situation here where a company has made a proposal, the BLM has essentially studied only the company's proposal and the no-action alternative, I think that's probably not the way that we would like to see these sorts of issues analyzed. I think we need to look at a full range of alternatives. What's economically feasible? What are the best ways that we can mitigate pollution from projects like these? We would like to see a much more thoughtful process going forward. So I am concerned, particularly during this administration and with the concept of energy dominance, that we are going to be looking at a situation where proponents of resource extraction propose what they'd like, and administration officials say, please proceed without enough careful study and without enough protection of public health.
Tim Peterson is with Grand Canyon Trust as their Utah Wildlands Program Director. Thanks for speaking with me today, Tim.
Thank you.